Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Well, cattle producers, your next chance to buy some outstanding cattle coming from Superior Video Livestock Auction on Thursday, May 4th, 8 a.m. Central Time. It'll be broadcast live from the historic Fort Worth Stockyards on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 29,000 head, 8,600 yearling steers, 4,100 yearling heifers, 7,900 weaned calves, 6,700 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can always visit our website, SuperiorLivestock.com. That's www.SuperiorLivestock.com or give us a call at 800-422-2117. Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 4th, with their next auction, 29,000 head, on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
The cattle market posted another impressive gain today. August feeders were up the limit at 160.10. Now, on a briefly chart, March 24th of 2016, we left a gap at 160.80. It's kind of hard to see because it was over a year ago, but that seems to be the next target there for the August feeders. We got within 70 cents as they closed up the limit today. Now, the live cattle closed up a lot as well. June's were up $3 at 130.05. That's still a big discount to where we saw some cash trade today. We saw some trade all the way up to 146 in the live cattle. So a $16 premium to where the June futures are. Now we've got 2 months until June and the cash have to come together. But a $16 difference between cash and futures is an extremely wide distance between the two. So that's the reason for the rally. August at 123.80 was up the limit as well. Now October and December are still trailing the market here. They were only up 215 in October and $1.17 in the December futures. And box beef was up again today at midday, up $2.46 on choice. That's $231.91, about $40 off the low there for choice. Select was $214.24, up 96 cents.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures were lower today for wheat despite the winter weather we saw over the weekend and the freeze. Yesterday's Kansas crop tour suggested a yield for the north central part of Kansas of 43 bushels per acre. The five-year average for north central Kansas was 42.7, so right in line with what the averages are. It looks like western Kansas today's report, they're sifting through the debris, I guess, of the winter storm and the snow. That will be released this afternoon, and they will conclude with the total number tomorrow. They estimated to take about 500 to 600 samples from different fields around Kansas to come up with that number. All sorts of variations on the size of the Kansas crop. So we'll know tomorrow afternoon for the total there. Informa this morning suggested that the total winter wheat crop was going to be 1.326 billion bushels. That was actually 41 million bushels larger than what they thought in April. The state of Kansas, 333.7 million, which is larger than a lot of people thought it might be for Kansas. Now, again, they had a lot of cold weather over the last week or so in Kansas, and it's kind of takes some time for that to show up in the wheat crop. But at this point, there's a lot of people thinking the crop's going to be a pretty decent size. Corn was up 2 cents. Beans were up 5 to 6 cents today. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.